Hi, this is Karen from Satira, and you're listening to the SAP Security and GRC podcast with host Dudley Cartwright, helping you on your journey to effective access risk management in SAP. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the role cleanup versus a role redesign. We'll look at the pros and cons of each. When is a good time to do either a role cleanup or a role redesign? And to identify certain cases where one may be better suited than the other. We'll be joined by Emil Steyn from Satirion and Quintus Hogert from Linky's Consulting. Thank you for joining us.
We did cover a topic, the importance of the SP role design a few podcasts ago, where we just explained or emphasized how important it is for an organization to have a good underlying SP role design as it forms the foundation for all things GRC. If the organization doesn't have a good role design, they're just not going to extract the value they should from the GRC investment. We've heard a lot of common themes over the years about ensuring users are assigned appropriate access. You also hear of a lot of the identity access management providers talking about zero trust access. And this all lends itself to saying, have the users been assigned the correct access for what they need to carry out their job functions? It's quite a challenging activity to perform in SAP, unfortunately. As we know, there's such a tendency to over-allocate access in the SAP environment. So that's whether that's due to authorization creep as people move around the organization internally, they inherit more and more access, or whether they ask for a particular transaction code or a Fury sort of app or service and they get assigned a role that gives them another 20 or 50 transaction codes or Fury services to do. So unfortunately, over time, users' access generally gets wider and wider, and in other words, it gets more inappropriate for what that user needs to carry out his or her job function. The challenge with this then is, as the user's authorizations get more inappropriate for them, the result is that there's less favorable audit reports highlighting how inappropriate the access is. You also have a greater potential for there to be fraud within the organization because so many users have been assigned such wide access. And also when you perform compliance activities or tasks such as a user access review, those type of activities can become quite laborious, time-consuming activities because now your users have been assigned so much access as part of the review. It takes so long to perform a review because people have been assigned so many roles. I think when this happens, it becomes an important decision for the client to say, listen, we need to address this. We need to align the access with what the users are doing. And there's generally two ways in which this can be done. The client can embark on a role cleanup or risk remediation or role cleanup project, or they can embark on a role redesign. In today's session, we're just going to talk about the pros and cons of each, and we're just going to try and identify in which case would a certain project be better suited than the other one. Maybe just to open it up to Quintus and Emil. First of all, if we talk about the role cleanup the risk remediation project, maybe if you could just talk about the pros and cons of this, and also in what scenarios would you recommend to a client to rather embark on a role cleanup activity rather than needing to go through a complete role redesign?
Yeah, thanks, Dudley. I'll go first. So I think it's important to look at the design and make sure that it is fundamentally a good solution, that it's at the single role level, that it's segregation of duty free, and it doesn't contain too much additional access. So that if you want to clean up, that is a solution that can be either you can perform easy risk remediation by removing roles from users, or then just that there's maybe minimal changes that's required at the single role level. I think maybe just one more point that I'll just add in there. I think people should consider that, you know, single roles might have been appropriate at the time they were built, but there's lots of factors that and things that change. So if we think about the introduction of like a GDPR and privacy coming into play, you know, that resulted in a lot of companies having to do some cleanup activities, moving certain sensitive display transactions now to different roles, to only provide those to the required users.
Quintus, sorry, just jump in there before you get there. A role cleanup lends itself well to when the client has got a good underlying role design. It's just possibly an over-allocation issue that they're experiencing. And it's just about identifying what roles are now superfluous or unused, and can those roles be removed from those users. So, Quintus, carry on.
I think two things that you mentioned earlier, Dudley, regarding like the zero trust, and Emil touching base on the privacy, like privacy by design. Many of those aspects wasn't around when a lot of the current solutions was put in place. So that caused some, obviously, rethinking of the approach. And the second thing is, I think it's important to ask the question if the client is, why are they at the point where they are? Is it because of a bad audit report? Unfortunately, that is the case in most cases. A client get to this point to listen, I have to do something. And not because they necessarily want to consider, you know, more efficiencies or effective or more modern role design, like the business roles topic we talked about last time, who, you know, obviously improves the joiner, leaver, mover process and things like that. So you need to ask yourself, why are we here? And then if it's because of audit report, sometimes it's quite a lot of pressure put on the company to start this because audit report was issued, there's some findings, they need to address it. And then the easy opt way is then to go to the remediation because there's less effort involved. And the tendency is to go for that, which is not always the right thing to do, but it is because it's driven by an audit report and we need to address that. So you, getting where you are, and Emil talked about, obviously, you know, where the solution is to make a decision. And I think the other thing that you also brought up is, you know, both these choices need to be done with the effort on a project. If it's not done, the cleanup is not done as a project, as part of the business as usual, then you're going to, there's going to be a never-ending story going around here. There's a lot of effort going into it. So I think that's the choices you sit with then to embark on which way do I go with it.
Yeah. So I guess then to look at and say, at what point do you say, listen, the solution can't be cleaned up. We need to look at role redesign. I guess, Emil, as you were saying there, if the vast majority of the roles are still in good shape, you know, good SOD-free single roles, and so it's just an over-allocation of roles, and maybe there's a handful of support roles or a handful of display roles that will need to be sort of split or changed, whatever, then you could consider and say, listen, this is a role cleanup project. But as soon as you get to the point then where you're saying, listen, you know, whether it's 30% or 50% of the roles will need to be adjusted, then you possibly are going to be getting to the point where you're saying, okay, are we starting to consider a role redesign now? If we're going to be changing so many single roles, is it not better that we start from scratch and we rebuild these from the bottom up? But maybe then, so just before we get into the role redesign aspect of it, so Quintus, you mentioned the role cleanup is an easier project. It must be still done as a project, but generally it takes less effort. It's a cheaper project than a role redesign. Can we also argue that there's often less disruption on the business through a role cleanup? Yes, some access may be removed from those users, but it's not as a disruptive project as a role redesign. So there are some significant benefits to the customer. If you can achieve a role cleanup, that is first prize in many cases. It's cheaper, it's quicker, less disruption on the business. We have the luxury of addressing your solution with a role cleanup. Definitely that is first prize and trying to address your solution with that option. But at what point do we see that we would recommend for a client to consider a role redesign?
I think, Dudley, the question is here, obviously we'll touch base and how good your starting point is. But two things you must remember, a role cleanup is a carve-out. Okay, so I'm starting the top level and start take stuff out. So it's a top-down approach because, you know, where you currently is. And as you mentioned, with authorization creep, we know there's a lot of things need to be carved out over the years, whereby obviously the decision to adopt a bottom-up and the zero-trust approach is very difficult to the privacy by design, the zero-trust, you know, the appropriate access. To do that with a bad role design to start off with is very difficult to achieve. I think the other thing is maybe that we also must touch base on is in our previous sessions, we talked about the success of business ownership and your accountability and responsibility. So sometimes you find there's a lot of people protecting their own solution that is currently in place. There's a bit of resistance and saying, hold on, yeah, I'm going to nurture this baby and I'm going to make it work. But that's not always the right thing. You know, you can't throw bad good money after bad money. You must make a point where you say, listen, no, I can't go ahead. So the less effort, the less testing, the business disruption, all those things are definitely the pros. And yes, it is the first point, but it's a very thin line you need to follow in terms of that this doesn't become the ever-ending story, which is very likely. And that business reengineering, you can't really re-engineer just from the authorization side. If there's process going to change, you need to do that anyway. And that, you know, we'll talk later about, I suppose, about, you know, the other drivers like the S4s, which will result in the business and the reengineering taking place. And with that on the horizon, really carefully consider, you know, to do a lot of effort in role cleanup, and rather consider the benefits of when there's something coming, a big project ahead coming ahead, to park what you're doing now, do what you must do, but reconsider that decision for a later point.
So I think before we get to the S4 then, Emil, which I'm going to ask you to just maybe speak about then, is for many organizations, they could have some very outdated role designs. Maybe the last role redesign they did was, 15, 20 years ago, and they followed a sort of methodology of maybe a bigger job-based single role design. And so as time has moved on, methodologies have improved. And also, Emil, as you said, the organization's GRC business objectives would have changed over the years. So maybe there was not that much importance placed on security, or there wasn't that much importance placed on provisioning efficiencies. And as the company sort of evolves, those priorities change, and all of a sudden now it's a lot more important for that organization to make sure that they've got a secure SAP solution. But it's very difficult for them to do that with that outdated role design, because it's just providing the users with such inappropriate access. So instead of going to go and clean up those roles where, you know, maybe a particular role is giving a user 200 transaction codes, that user's only using 20 of that, it's easier to build from the bottom up and build a role containing the 20 he needs rather than removing the 80 that he does not need. So, you know, I think that's on the one side where people have got very outdated role designs and they need to move to a more modern methodology. And then, Emil, maybe you can just talk about the consideration for the role redesign in respect to S4.
Yeah, maybe just to touch on some of the items you mentioned there, you know, maybe just to close out the role cleanup section there, is that not to badmouth any specific methodology, you know, but we have seen companies that spend a lot of effort trying to clean up the environment, but actually see no results from the cleanup just because of the way that access has been assigned to users. So spending a lot of time, but basically seeing no results. And that is what Quintus also said, is basically you end up forever trying to clean up a solution, but unfortunately, the decision or the methodology is preventing an effective cleanup. So, and I think, you know, that is maybe then as a segue into redesign, is that with the challenges of S4, you know, there's many additional layers that need to be considered within your authorizations. And now you don't only need to think about single roles, composite roles, and transaction codes. Now there's also the Fiori apps, catalogs, pages, groups, spaces that need to be incorporated into your design. So if your existing design, it didn't allow you with the control or the flexibility that you needed in ECC, that's before you move to S4, it's definitely not going to be the solution for you as you move to S4. And maybe just as a last comment there, so with these additional layers that you need to incorporate, it's also going to make any subsequent remediation of access much more difficult, because there's now multiple additional layers that you need to consider as part of that cleanup, which doesn't bode well for anyone that wants to just go live and then try and clean it up afterwards.
Yeah, so for those companies, possibly the decision not to spend the money with the role redesign prior to moving to S4 to incorporate what's happening with S4, Fiori, et cetera, the saving that they gain there, unfortunately, it can negatively impact them on the support that is going to cost them to support and maintain that solution going forward. So, yeah, I think a very important point, Emil, that you raised, that, you know, just the consideration for moving to S4, if there's going to be users making use of Fiori and just challenges with, as you mentioned, with the catalogs, with spaces, pages, etc., it usually is a very good business case to, you know, look at a role redesign in order to choose a methodology that's best suited for the S4 environment.
I think, Dudley, where it's good, I think it's an effort versus reward. It's a question you need to ask yourself here. You know, how much effort you're going to put in and what you're going to get out of it. I actually emailed myself yesterday at a customer, which is now planning is for in about 3 years from now. But they are going through a cleanup at the moment because of audit findings, but also because, you know, in preparation for their migration, putting on all the traces, collecting data that will make their life easier. But they can't wait until, you know, the upgrade in 3 years' time. They got some issues that need to be addressed now. So then there's a place for, listen, let's clean up what we can now in our role cleanup remediation, but let's start prepping for our role redesign, because you end up with putting plasters in a solution that really, you know, can't take more plasters. You end up with this fruit salad of a solution because you try to cut and slice and dice things that really can't be cut and sliced and diced, but it might be sustaining you until that project coming up. So you know, when we move over now to the role redesign, I think with the emphasis we've seen and that we've talked about in other sessions, how important that role design and the bottom is for your whole GRC journey. When in doubt, you know, my recommendation, then because you want your foundation to be clear, then obviously I fall towards a role redesign. And if you can couple that with the S4 and plan it ahead, or with a major project, you know, there's some other challenges in that, because the S4 guys just want to get their project live and they don't want to be sitting with a lot of other stuff. But you have that opportunity, and it's a good time to make use of that, you know, at that time.
Yeah. So I guess for those organizations considering their role redesign, it's important for them to work out what the cost of that role redesign is in relation to how efficient that solution will be once it's in, how much easier it is going to be to support them, the cost saving from a resource perspective to administer the SAP authorization solution, the responsiveness of how quickly users can be assigned the correct access so they're not waiting days for authorization errors to be fixed, etc. So a lot of considerations for the business to try and also see what is the return on investment, you know, for that role redesign. So I guess now when we look at like the pros and cons of the role redesign, obviously the most obvious negative side of the role redesign is it is a much bigger project typically than a role cleanup activity. So it's taking much longer. It's going to cost a lot more. There is going to be a lot more business disruption because a lot of those transaction codes will need to be retested. You know, you'll end up having to update your authorization check table with all the missing authorization object fields, et cetera. So there's a lot of testing, et cetera. The go live is a bit more challenging, a lot more users. We found that even if we have brilliant usage information, you always find that not all of that is captured and some users are missing authorizations when you, you know, assign the access back to them. I guess also then another big positive is role redesign does allow the organization to introduce new controlling fields. So if you last did a role redesign again 15, 20 years ago, possibly movement types weren't important to you or warehouse numbers, et cetera. So it just gives the business an opportunity to relook at what the controlling fields are, which organizational levels are important to them and which ones do they want to restrict on. But as we've said, obviously there is the negative side of these projects. They are much more effort, going to be more costly, but please don't let the upfront costs necessarily put you off. Please consider what the downstream, a reduction in support costs, in the ability to get the business assigned the correct access, reduce business downtime, et cetera, can be for normalization. Any other things that we can add to this?
Yeah, Dudley, I think there's a couple of other things, you know, that's maybe not often thought of, but, you know, as you now move to S4, you know, considering that you last did a redesign maybe 10, 15 years ago, you know, that a company's needs change. And we talk about the assignment of access and the join and move and leave process, making that simpler. There's also other activities like performing user access reviews. So the role design needs to facilitate that process. So what we've seen is that there's a lot of audit trims. And so apart from just the companies that need to perform these activities for SOX and JSOX, there's a lot of audit trims that's pushing that as a form of control. So I think it's important consideration then for a company when they're redesigning that they need to make sure that this doesn't only address the need for assigning access, but it's also the compliance activities like user access review that it needs to make easier on the business.
Emil, with that is if you get the luxury of doing a role redesign, if you do have a sort of very old, outdated role design, maybe the role naming convention wasn't up to standard back then. So when you do your new role design, you have the opportunity to rename all your roles, be very descriptive in your naming convention, et cetera, to make things like the provisioning of access and the business review and approval of user access reviews very, very easy for them to know, well, exactly what access is contained in this role that I'm about to approve for the user.
Then, yeah, that's a valid point, yeah, because you can't rename, you know, a technical name of a role, you know, so that's a very valid point today. I think the other thing, in one of our previous sessions, when we talked about the risk rule set customizations, we highlighted the point of how a good opportunity that is to try to get business buy-in and ownership during that, because people understand the risk and they, you know, understand that they start owning that. Now, and you know, one of our other foundations we talked about, the successful part from the role redesign, is also the ownership. Okay, the opportunity during the role redesign to get people to buy in, you know, the new role owners, that they, a lot of times, like you mentioned, they've inherited this role solution of 15 years ago, and the predecessor had it, and now I'm sitting with the solution, and like Emil was saying, you know, when they do these role recertifications, user recertifications, they realize this is not the right thing, you know, so. So then there becomes a opportunity here when you go through a role redesign to really help entrenching that business ownership also coming through, because they can have the input, they can put their role, you know, our role owner can understand it, and it's much more relevant. And that also helps going forward again. If I get that business buy-in, use your role, and then we can go ahead and have the stamp in it also, you know, of approval, as opposed to inheriting something that they don't really
need. Yeah. No, that's a very good point, Kudus, you know, because not only then, as part of the role redesign, that role owner has input or say in what transaction codes are should be contained in a particular role, it also just serves as an education process. Even if he doesn't contribute to any changes to the transaction codes or fiduciary services in a particular role, he does need to sign off on it, and it will come across his desk at some point. So it does serve as a very good education process as to what's contained in these roles, that, as you say, when they do go live, he has a very good understanding of what each role allows or enables those users to be able to do. This all will enhance business ownership.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So, guys, I think that pretty much covers what we wanted to say. Just to summarize, if you can achieve a cleanup, if you can achieve a reduction in risk by cleaning up the existing solution, please do proceed with that. Often that's where an organization has got a very good single role design. It's just over allocation that's happened over time. So it's just the removing of all of that superfluous or unused access from the roles. If your single role design is outdated and very inappropriate, then you may need to consider a role redesign. It may end up being a cheaper activity for you as an organization. If you do look at a role redesign, yes, it is going to be more expensive than a cleanup. Please don't forget that there's some huge benefits to a role redesign. You can introduce new controlling fields. You can look at renaming all your roles to be more descriptive. And some of those activities will result in a huge reduction in support effort down the line. So please don't just be scared off by the price of the role redesign. Please also consider the cost saving down the line by performing that. Okay.
But yeah, I think there's one question. Sorry, we forgot to mention that. Well, one of our previous sessions, we talked about the risk rules of customization. A lot of companies, in the question is both of these, whether you're going to clean up or whether you are going to role redesign, a lot of it's going to be driven by your rule set. So obviously, it's advantageous for the customer to first embark in the rules of customization project beforehand, because that's going to drive both of these efforts in. And if you have, and most clients have a roadmap, you know, coming up with their S4 or a big project coming up. So make the time, make use of that time now, then to consider a risk rules of customization project, because that's your baseline you're going to be using before you embark in any of these two. I think that's just one point I think we forgot to highlight.
That's a very good point. If you can define the rules that you need to be measured against, that will help you make decisions when you're looking at remediation or role redesign activities, as you are building those roles or cleaning up those roles based on a rule set that's relevant to the organization. Yeah, that is a very good point. Good.
Thank you.
Okay, so thanks for that, everyone. Quintus and Nabil, thanks again for joining, and to everyone who listened, thank you so much. And next one, goodbye.
Goodbye, mate. Bye.